Time now for your letters. A number of you wrote in about the interview with New York Times reporter Andrew Revkin on Christine Todd Whitman's tenure as head of the Environmental Protection Agency. Peter Tafuri of Fleetville, Pennsylvania, spoke for many when he wrote, "To judge the current state of environmental quality by some improvements in air quality and water quality is to just look at the tip of the iceberg that is sinking spaceship Earth. What's left of our vanishing open spaces is being overrun by all-terrain vehicles, SUVs, dirt bikes, snowmobiles, and jet skis. It's a shame that not even a fraction of the attention being given to the war on terror is being given to the war on nature, which is the ultimate disaster." Our visit to the battlefield of Gettysburg with James McPherson drew a good bit of mail. The Reverend William Cox from Waterfield, Pennsylvania, felt a touch of home. "We spent 3 of the first 4 years of our married life in Gettysburg while I was a student at the Lutheran Seminary there. One cannot live on the battlefield for 3 years without absorbing the sense of history in that place. I could visualize all the locations you so ably described, especially the cupola of the old dorm building on the seminary campus. We who walk the ground of the battlefield are united with those Americans who gave their last full measure of devotion for the causes that inspired them. We take from these spirits of the past a devotion to the causes of our lives to continue the American spirit into our collective futures." Tim Mosley of Pass Christian, Mississippi, also had a personal connection. He wrote that, "Out of a deep sleep, I began to hear your vivid and detailed story of my great-grandfather, Lieutenant Colonel Hillary Mosley, and his unit, the 42nd Mississippi, who experienced their first day of combat at the railroad cut in Gettysburg. I could see in my imagination the events unfold as you spoke. The 42nd Mississippi was exultant at first, as the Yankees they had not killed were in full retreat. But their exultation for war and many of their lives ended on that early morning of July 1st, when in stormed the Iron Brigade. Hillary was badly wounded that day, and soon thereafter began his journey back to Mississippi. It gave me chills and much enjoyment to share this day with you and with great-grandfather Hillary. This is the magic of public radio." Unfortunately, that magic sometimes contains mistakes. We have a few corrections to make. A number of you wrote to say that in Mark Mobley's piece on gay pop, he attributed the Elton John tune "Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me" to his Goodbye Yellow Brick Road album. It was actually on the album Caribou. Our essay on the latest Harry Potter book last week also contained an error, the pronunciation of the author's name. Her name is pronounced J.K. Rowling, not Rowling. And finally, speaking of powerful British women, our piece last week on the King James Bible referred to Queen Elizabeth I's 60-year reign. It was actually only 45 years, from 1558 to 1603. Write to us with your corrections, criticisms, and kudos. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. That's WESUN@npr.org.